For 150 years, Children's National Hospital has provided exceptional care and groundbreaking research. Please donate today to give children and healthcare heroes a reason to believe this holiday season. Visit childrensnational.org/holiday.
Guess what, Nevada? Like Christmas and New Year's, open enrollment only comes around once a year. The good news? It's here now. What does that mean for you? Find name brand insurance at unbeatable prices. Shop and compare various health and dental plans. And then enroll in a coverage that fits you and your family best. 90% of Nevadans receive financial assistance through Nevada Health Link. Nevada Health Link is the place where health insurance competes for you. Pick your plan and enroll today at NevadaHealthLink.com.
Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City, Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the Whippy. The Whippy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We're on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the memes. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept that, then fuck off. I takes no bullshits from nobody. I actually expose the bullshit of society and chop it up into easy-to-digest chunks for you. Today won't be any different. Today we're going to be talking about the possible collapse in the economy of China. Ding dong. Ding dong. The witch is dead. We can only hope that this is the nail in the coffin. We're also going to be talking about Hey, you know what? I can say we because I'm talking to you. We're having a discussion, aren't we? I mean, even if you're listening to this on recording on either podcast or you're commenting on the video, you could leave a comment. Please leave a comment, negative or otherwise. I do not block. That is the one thing. Also going to talk about the Netflix, of course. In fact, I'm going to start off talking about the Netflix. I'm going to be talking about, people walking off the job. So, let me start off by talking about Netflix. The Alphabet Mafia. And if you could listen to my podcast, let me first start off by saying, YouTube, you can suck a dick. You do not believe in freedom of speech whatsoever. I am tired of the selective enforcement on this platform. It is just ridiculous. A person could come out with sources that are reported by
news organizations that YouTube themselves trust in, and they will still ban you. And that's what happened to me last week. I was actually banished for a week because I was talking about the coof or the bug. I was talking about the bug. And about a certain not being a V scene. Like talking about the bug, you know what I mean? And I have to be careful with how I speak because it will get me banned again and get a 2-week suspension. And I'm sorry. I mean, things are allowed to be questioned. You think by stopping me, I'm here, I'm not talking about it elsewhere? You give more rights to other people, and their fuckery, their misinformation, their real misinformation, or the new term that's now that was coined by the El Presidente Donald John Trump, fake news. You guys will allow real fake news and real disinformation and real slander on here. You know, people will just talk out the crack of their ass, which is fine. I do it all the time myself. But, you know, but to silence people because they have an opinion that doesn't agree with the mainstream, like, honestly. People got stoned to death for saying the earth was round. Like, you know, you want to cancel people. Like, this whole cancel culture is so lazy. It is disgusting. It is disgustingly lazy. And thank you for listening. Please, if you want to talk, please chat. Feel free. I like your thoughts, including the negative ones. You know, you want to silence people. Like, you know what you're doing? You're creating a market for a new platform that's going to overshadow you one day. Because as soon as the big names that you silence start going over there and start using that platform, and of course I'm talking about Rumble. I just started my own Rumble page. I'm going to be uploading more stuff to Rumble. I do have a BitChute, which I back up all my videos on to BitChute. So I mean, the show that got canned. The show that got canned off of YouTube, it's on BitChute. So if you want to listen to that, I actually have two shows. One show I just didn't. I heavily criticized the LGBTQ, the liberal version, the liberal core of the LGBTQ. It's just. It's gotten ridiculous. Okay, maybe I should have shut off the Telegram. Quit Telegram. Okay. That's going to be annoying. Okay. So, yeah. So, let's talk about the Netflix. You want me to be like, okay, let's have a movie that sexualizes children. Let's have a cartoon that sexualizes children. Yeah, that's totally fine. But have a comedian making a perfectly good observation, a joke out of the inequality between the LGBTQ and people of color. That was the point he was trying to make. And I mean, that point has been beaten. That joke has been explained, examined from every goddamn angle. And like, it's like, we're outraged. We need to be important. Like, get a goddamn life. I would understand if Dave was making a joke about kicking a gay person or transgender person's ass. It's like, you know, I saw a transgender person. I thought that meant they sprout wings. I don't know. I can't make a Dave Chappelle joke. You know, just throw them off a roof or something or other. Like, how's about you go protest Iran? Go protest in front of the consulates of Middle Eastern countries that throw gays off of roofs. How's about you do something real? How's about you have some real outrage? Oh no, you're gonna, and then they, like, I saw this video where they were just chanting Black Lives Matter. Like he's not black. Wait. Oh yeah. I forgot. Dave is using his white privilege. That's like how Darryl Lamont Jenkins talks about brown Nazis. Like, you are an idiot. They're brown Nazis around here, and you know, the bunch of color folks are white supremacists. Yeah, no. Yeah, you don't go after Adam Waffen, you jerk off. I heard. Go after Adam Waffen. I dare Darryl Lamont Jenkins. I dare the LGBTQ. to go and protest in front of consulates of countries that legalize the murder of gay people, gay trans. Well, actually, they're fine with trans in the Middle East, I guess. But gay people, have some fucking solidarity. My Twitter friends who Stuttering Chris. Let me put Stuttering Chris. My Twitter friends who are on the left want me to stop reading Harry Potter. I just got the fourth book and shared it with everyone. They got super pissed for supporting J.K. Rowling. You know what? She already made her money. What are you going to cancel J.K. Rowling? She's already a billionaire. They made movies, they made musicals, movies, and books, and video games, and whatnot. She's going to be fine. Ugh. She's gonna be just fine. Like, yeah, go ahead. And people still buy her stuff. Like, how's there still gay people that go to Chick-fil-A? So, shut up. Shut the fuck up. And where's the lie? Honestly, this is the thing. Where did she lie? Let me take my watch off. I gotta get a new strap for this damn thing. Where's the lie? Tell me, where is the lie? Where did she lie? Mind you, and I'm not saying, oh, let's go fight people of that of the alphabet crew. No. Like, honestly, in fact, I advocate show indifference. Just don't care. Just don't even bother. They thrive on attention. That's the thing. They thrive on the attention. They need to be victims. Like, certain groups, like, have you noticed that certain groups just need to be victims? They crave the victimhood mentality because it makes them feel important for like a little bit. Like, have you just noticed, like, I'm a victim. I'm a victim. Like, have you noticed that? We're gonna riot. We're gonna burn stuff to the ground because of a crackhead, because some crackhead overdosed, and we are outraged because he shouldn't have been arrested after committing a crime. We shouldn't be held accountable for our actions because it's racism, it's homophobia, it's transphobia. Okay. When it comes to Dave Chappelle, I'm sorry. Actually, when it comes to comedy, as a comic, as a comedian, as an aspiring comedian myself, all things are able to be joked about. Because there is ridiculousness everywhere. There are no such thing as a protective class. Enough. Stuttering Chris goes, people talk trash about Jeff Bezos, but still buy stuff off Amazon. Yeah. Alex Jones still talks crap about Amazon, but guess what? He sells a lot of his stuff off at Amazon too. So it's like, okay. I mean, should he be paying his fair share of taxes? Yes. As a business owner, as a business, yes. Amazon should be paying its fair share of taxes. But at the same time, a lot of these brick and mortar stores don't carry the crap I need, and I still have to go. I have to buy stuff off of Amazon because I can't find it nowhere else. It's ridiculous. It's redonkulous. No, I don't want to donate to freaking what's it called? The Planned Parenthood. Eat a dick. Maybe you should be eating dicks instead of putting it in your vagine. Then you wouldn't need fucking Planned Parenthood. Suck dick. Suck dick. Suck dick. Save babies' lives. Suck dick. Save the suck dick. Avoid the vacuum. Like, there you go. All done. Your baby's been vacuumed out of your vaginal. Vajazzle. So, anyways. Oh, but we're going to walk out. We're going to walk out. We're going to have ourselves a little protesty test. Oh, my God. No. Yeah, no, the transphobia. We're going to. We want. All right. No. Here's an idea. Fire them all. Hire people that actually don't give a crap. Simple. I would have stayed working. I would have been like, no, I found it funny. Yeah, you want to give me crap? I'll kick the shit out of you. Go ahead. Honestly, this is the answer you have to have. Like, no, I like Dave Chappelle. I think he's funny. Go fuck yourself. Now, in fact, I saw this TikTok. Let me see if I can actually pull it up because I did like it. I didn't like it. It was hilarious. It was hilarious. View profile. Okay, liked. Ah, boom. Here it is. Here it is. It's time to share screen. Share screen. All right, let's do this. Yeah, sorry. For those listening on the podcast, I do a video show on my YouTubes. Just go to crutchoutradio.xyz/live if you want to watch the show. All right.
They hate this.
What his sign say? Let me rewind it. We like Dave.
He's got a weapon.
Oh, so they tried to get him arrested after they tore his sign, and now they're like, hey, he has a weapon.
That's what they, it's like the dishonesty. Like, you're cowards. You're cowards, DeSantis 2024.
Oh, you want me to drop my weapon?
Yes.
Get in the. There's my weapon.
We're not
going to have
anything.
I'm not trusting anything.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
So, like, see, this is the thing. Like, they think by doing this, by holding your hands and just walking up on you, trying to push you. No, stand your fucking ground and be like, you're a fucking pervert. Stop rubbing yourself on me. And if they won't stop, push. Like, no, that's perverted.
We're trying not to have
anything. I'm just here to say that jokes are funny, people. Dave Chappelle is a funny guy. I love Dave. I don't know why all the violence. I don't know why all the hate. I just love Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle.
They triggered. I'm tired of these damn triggers. That's what we're going to start calling them. Bunch of triggers running around here. I don't want my daughter dating no damn trigger. And I'm saying trigger before you get, before I was like, oh my God, he's saying an ethnic thing.
They took my stick! My stick! They took it! My side! I need my poster board in the 290s! It was my money!
What is that little guy doing?
We love jokes! We love jokes!
What do we love?
We love jokes! We love jokes! It is fun!
Why are they screaming Black Lives Matter? Dave is black. Like, these people are so stupid. They are so fucking stupid.
Gearheads know that some projects need so many parts, it feels like you need a whole storage unit just to store them. That's what eBay Motors' 122 million parts are for. Think of it as your virtual parts garage. They've always got the right fitment at the right prices. Use the eBay Motors app or visit ebaymotors.com. Let's ride. Gearheads know that some projects need so many parts, it feels like you need a whole storage unit just to store them. That's what eBay Motors' 122 million parts are for. Think of it as your virtual parts garage. They've always got the right fitment at the right prices. Use the eBay Motors app or visit ebaymotors.com. Let's ride.
Okay, doesn't Dave's life matters, right? Dave is black, right? Like, honestly. Like, oh, and someone here, look, but when Netflix was sexualizing children and cuties, they had no problem with that. Yeah, because the leftists and Democrats are all a bunch of pedophiles. That's it. They love your children. They want to attack your children. They want to freaking brainwash your kids with all this fucking nonsense with all these new genders. Like, oh, it's okay if Billy has 10 moms and 13 fathers. Like, what? What? No, that's swingers. What the? Ew.
Black Lives Matter! Black Lives Matter!
And he's like saying Black Lives Matter. Like, yeah, Dave's Black Life Matters. Dave Chappelle's Black Life Matters. What's the problem? Why are you protesting then? If his life, does his life matter? Yes or no? Like one of the stupidest chants, just try to drown out somebody. Like, yeah, I would be like, duh. Okay, so we're in agreement here. We like jokes. Don't cancel Dave. Don't cancel Dave. Don't cancel Dave. Don't cancel Dave. Yep. It's hilarious. It really is clown. It's clown world. That's exactly what it is. It's fucking clown world. Like, what do you expect to happen? Like, what kind of stupid nonsense is this? Like, why don't anyone explain that crap to me? But anyways, like, I mean, look, listen to my previous shows. I just went in because I'm so tired with the Alphabet Mafia having so much power. I'm sorry, guys, LGBTQ guys, look, a lot of y'all are fucking ridiculous. A lot of y'all are clowns. You guys are clowns. I'm sorry. You guys act like clowns. The term extra like comes to mind, and it was not meant to be a compliment. Being called extra is not was not meant to be a compliment. It was not an encouragement for you to be even more outrageous. It's like, calm down. Like, honestly, just relax. I mean, it's like, yo, we keep saying, stop throwing it in the face. Stop throwing it in the face. Don't worry about it. We're not going to do anything. We're not going to attack you. We don't hate you. Stop it. And those who do, get off your fucking high horse. Like, honestly, I'm pretty sure you guys like to do some freaky shit sexually yourselves. Like I always say, I like fat chicks. I mean, what I like, you know, whatever. Where's my freaking float, man? I want to be in the parade. Be like, I like techno. Fat girls. Like, wait, like, hello. It's either like, no, I'm not even gonna give him the chance. It's all okay to be joked about. Even subjects as egregious as 9/11, the Holocaust, Rwanda, anything is fair game to be joked about. Anything. When it comes to comedy, there should not be, all the taboos should be dragged into the sunlight and made fun of. All the horrors that we are afraid of need to be dragged out into the sunlight. We need to find everything that is ridiculous about everything and make fun of it. So that way we could get past this. So that way we could finally heal. If you could take a joke, I mean, when you're with your boys or when you're with your girls, you have little dissing battles. Doesn't mean you hate the person. It's just, you're making jokes. It's your jokes. Like, jokes don't lead to fighting unless someone is like really sensitive. Like, oh my God, you said this about me and da, 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 I'm going to fight you. Like, my goodness. And honestly, shame on the alphabet community for taking a joke and not even understanding it and just taking, oh my God, he said trans. Attack! Like, no, come on. That just shows pure laziness. It's just pure laziness and slacktivism. It's slacktivism because you don't want to do anything real. There's nothing real going on. Absolutely nothing going on it's just you're not accomplishing anything with these stupid little protests. You're not accomplishing anything because there was nothing to be gained. There's nothing to be gained because there was nothing lost. Honestly, what were you going to get by canceling Dave Chappelle? What do you get? What, a sense of power? Is that it? That way you make the next person afraid? No, because you know what's going to happen is you create people like me that are getting tired of this crap, that are sick and tired of being said, and you can't say that. Oh, that's wrong. That's like, no, you're going to make me, people like me are going to get up. We're going to nut up and just start tripling down. Forget double. We might quadruple down. And we're going to melt your face off. You're going to look like you chose the wrong, what the fuck was that called? Indiana Jones in the Last Crusade. You have chosen poorly. The chalice. It's like you have chosen poorly, and the guy, the Nazi, he chose the wrong cup to drink out of, and he just like his face melted off. Yeah, that's what's gonna happen. You're gonna keep pissing off people, pissing them off, and you're gonna end up having to take these jokes the same way me as a Puerto Rican. I had to take those jokes. It's not racist. It's not homophobic. It's just jokes. It is just jokes. I mean, you should be able to joke about anything. Like, yeah, I mean, hell, this reminds me. Let me play this clip. This is a 6-minute clip. This is a famous clip by Patrice O'Neill. He went on the show to defend funny. I'm just going to play this real quick. All right, here we go.
On the chopping block, XM satellite radio DJs Opie and Anthony, they're under fire now for airing joking comments about raping Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. Will they be the next to go? Is radio cleaning house after the Imus debacle? With me now, New City President Sonia Osorio. She took part in a recent protest calling for radio stations to stop supporting negative language in music and talk radio, and also our favorite stand-up comic, Patrice O'Neill. Oh,
thank you, sir.
Patrice, are ONA next?
I hope not. I wish JB and Elvis didn't lose their job or Imus. It's funny. This is the thing. I don't know her, but I'm assuming that she has nothing to do with funny. So I'm gonna speak as the expert on funny. Funny people should just be left to trying to be funny.
What if they're not funny?
Then you made a mistake. But how many? Listen, how many times has an unfunny? How many unfunny rape jokes lead to rape? Like,
I don't know how many jokes about rape there are.
There's a lot. But your world is not funny. Your world is next on the big story. My world is people trying to be funny.
Well, I mean, you think it's okay to try to make jokes about rape?
I'm diabetic. I make fun of that. I'm a victim. I might lose a toe. But I'm trying to make fun of you. I'm trying to make fun of anything I think I can make fun of.
Sonia?
You know, what's happening now is the marketplace.
Okay.
Is...
And honestly, yeah, they try to use the marketplace. It's not the marketplace. It's not. It is a minority of people affecting a larger amount of people. And what needs to happen, which this was back in 2007, which should have been happening, we need to start rising up and fighting and speaking out and saying, no, you will not cancel Dave Chappelle. No, you will not cancel Roseanne Barr. No, you won't cancel this person. We like their stuff. We watch it. We pay for it. No, you will not cancel it because Ippy and Dippy over here don't even purchase your product, by the way. Most of those people probably didn't even watch Dave Chappelle's special. They're listening to shit they heard third hand. Anyways, back to this.
Deciding what's appropriate or what's not appropriate. I think the nation is just tired. There's a new mood in the nation.
What nation?
The nation. You know what? We're tired of things that are just
the nation, this paper, and you. I'm not the nation. I'm just speaking for me and funny. You're speaking for the nation or are you speaking for?
Yeah. You know why? Because I remember 6 years ago doing something against Anthony Openy because they were just so outrageous and their violent images that they put out to women was just uncalled for. And now I think people.
You think they were trying to be funny?
I think now. People in this country are tired. You know what? I don't care if they're trying to be funny.
That's what I'm saying. Why are you in that business?
I've been to your show once, and it wasn't very funny. Being a woman,
it was hilarious
when you talked about.
That's why she doesn't like me. I was in the paper with her, and the joke is hilarious. It's called the Angry Pirate, and the lady who wrote it in her outrage didn't even know what it meant. And anybody who read it laugh because they know what funny. You're not living in the context of funny. You're living in the context of fire.
They have every right to be as funny as they want. They can go out and try to be as funny as they want, make as much money being as funny as they want. This is what's happening. There is a change in this country. People are realizing they have an opportunity to speak out. And advertisers are listening.
You're not talking to who I talk to.
And you're not going
to
get paid as much money anymore.
Sonia and Patrice,
that's
look
what
at
it
this.
Is. The marketplace.
More
is
CBS
speaking.
Radio firings. They've been on a tear lately.
All right.
Are they cleaning house or is this the PC cops run amok?
You know what it is, John. You know what it is while you're reading that paper. It's the PC cops run amok.
Well, you think she's the PC cop?
Of course she is. She has an entire encyclopedia of her stance on it, but it's no passion involved. It's not a real. This is just what she has to say. We are outraged and fired. Name calling. I'm outraged. I am outraged.
You should be.
I am a fool. Now, if I called you a fool,
you know what? People are feeling a new sense of entitlement.
Who are these people
in this country?
Who are the people?
A new sense of entitlement.
So here's my question. How can you justify a bad joke, a joke that isn't funny?
Go ahead.
That isn't funny, doesn't get any laughs, and is about raping the first black woman to ever become the Secretary of State of the United States.
Throw that at me.
Well, why not?
The attempt is what I'm trying to fight for. The joke may funny jokes and unfunny jokes are come out of the same birth. That you don't know if anything is going to be funny. You should attempt
don't
to be
you,
able to make anything
don't you
funny.
You think a joke about rape is doomed to be not funny?
It's possible, but I've heard them.
You've heard a funny rape joke?
I say a couple. Watch my HBO special. I'm pretty good at it.
Yeah, Patrice says that if you're having sex with a woman, doggy style, and if you hit her in the head just the right time.
No, it's ejaculate in her eye and kick her in the shin, and she walks around like, arg, it's the angry pirate. No, that's what she was trying to say.
A violent act of hitting her in the back of her head, her body.
It's called the donkey punch.
Which will then.
Why are you laughing? She's outraged. It's called the donkey punch. It's all humor that she has no clue what it is.
You have the same problem that Opie and Anthony does. You can't say just anything on the air.
You can say anything you want. It might not be funny. You might get in trouble for it, but you should be able to be attempting. And plus, when is a crazy bum going to get an opportunity to rape the president? If the president's wife, John? It was trying to be funny.
All right, Patrice, why aren't I hearing Al Sharpton complain about this thing involving Congress?
Because it wasn't involving young black women.
Well, it was involving a very prominent black woman.
Well, where was she during young black? Everybody has their agenda.
I was there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. All right, excuse me.
You know why am I not hearing from Sharpton?
Because it doesn't concern him. It's not concerning him. Al Sharpton has his agenda, and it was perfect for Al. Young black women. And now she's representing just women in general. She's not representing the nappy hoe part. She's representing just the hoe. The nappy headed part, she has nothing to do with. Just the hoe.
Sonia?
You know what? Women have been abused publicly in the media for too long, and people are tired of it. This has been a beautiful.
See, here's the thing. All right, here's the thing. Patrice hit it on the head. There is no passion in her voice. It's all fucking talking points. Patrice is coming from logic. He's coming from an actual passion, actually having a passion for the art. Dave Chappelle is an artist. He is a wordsmith. The man is brilliant. He's one of the greatest comedians ever. In fact, his comedy will be studied for long after he has passed. I study his comedy. He is fantastic. The man is flawless when it comes to crafting a joke. And all his jokes have a point to it. And the fact that they purposely missed the point. They missed the point. And it's fucking disgusting. It is fucking a disgustation. Disgustation. I don't know. Is that a real word? Disgustation? I'm making it a word. Fuck it. So. Anyways. Anywho. Let's move on. So. Yep. China's economy continues to slow, rattled by real estate and energy. How's that communism working out for you? So anyway, steel mills have faced power cuts. Computer chip shortages have slowed production, which is probably why they want to attack Taiwan. Honestly, they are so lucky that Trump is not in office right now. We would be fucking them up. We would be fucking them up. This is the perfect chance for us to fuck them up. And honestly, I think we could do it individually, fucking them up. But let me finish reading this article. Troubled property companies have purchased less construction material. Floods have disrupted business in north central China. It has all taken a toll on China's economy, an essential engine for global growth. The National Bureau of Statistics announced on Monday that China's economy increased 4.9% in the third quarter from the same period last year. The period was marked slower than the 7.9% increase in the previous quarter. Industrial output, the mainstay of China's growth, faltered badly, especially in September, posting its worst performance since early days of the pandemic. So I gotta be careful what I say about that. But So we could, like, now's the time. Now's the time to start rebuilding our infrastructure here. Now's the time to start, you know, getting the steel mills going here in America and start rebuilding our infrastructure. Hey, longshoremen, go back to work.
At Jaguar Land Rover Tyson's Corner, Increased Business has created a unique opportunity for experienced auto technicians. Right now, they're offering a comprehensive compensation package, including up to $60 flat rate hours, exciting longevity bonuses, and more. Come work with an incredible team in their state-of-the-art brand new facility. Give them a call for your rate assessment at 877-396-6766 or visit them online at LandRoverTysonsCorner.com. At LandRoverTysonsCorner.com.
Gearheads know that some projects need so many parts, it feels like you need a whole storage unit just to store them. That's what eBay Motors' 122 million parts are for. Think of it as your virtual parts garage. They've always got the right fitment at the right prices. Use the eBay Motors app or visit ebaymotors.com. Let's ride.
Bring those ships here. Start rebuilding the supply chains. Start revving up your engines, man. We could start pulling on our rally caps. Everybody, get your asses back to work. Fight. Join the battle. Buy American. Pay off your debts. Fuck them. Fuck them. We pay off our debts. We're all debt free. I mean, hell, there's a ton of jobs out there. Anyways, back to the article here. Two bright spots prevented the economy from stalling. Exports remain strong. Yep, because we're still buying their shit. But I wonder if this slowdown in the ports are doing anything. But hey, I was actually told that longshoremen, they only work 3 days and they make over $100,000 a year. Go ahead. Like, actually, I wonder. Longshoreman salary. Let's see. Oh, 51 to 81 K, 19 to $47 an hour. Economic research. Yeah, 31 to $47 an hour. That's a good chunk of change to work only 3 days. Let's see. Jobs NYC. All right. Longshoreman jobs, employment. Longshoreman. All right. Being a longshoreman full time reports to gang foreman, blah, blah, blah. Okay. May be required to handle tools and or lashing material. Goal 30 days. If you require alternative methods. Okay, that's in Texas. Texas? Army cargo specialist now. Okay. Let me see. General laborer, TWIC report. Yeah, it's not hard to get a TWIC card. Let me see. Like, I would be busting my. I would, like, honestly, man. Maybe I should become a longshoreman. like, fuck it, man. Longshoreman jobs. Marine and terminal operations specialist. Main role, blah, blah, blah. Where's the money? Where's the money? Show. How come they never show how much they get people get paid? Like, team player. Anyways, yeah. There you go. I was back to this here. But yeah, like, honestly, I would be, you know, maybe I should, I'm just thinking about it. I'm just seriously thinking about it now. Anyways, yeah. China's officials are showing signs of concern, although they have refrained from unleashing a big economic stimulus. The current international environment, environment uncertainties are mounting. The domestic economic recovery still unstable and uneven, said Fu Lingshui, the spokesman of the National Bureau of Statistics. The government's own efforts can, although they are part of the current economic challenges. In recent months, the government has unleashed a raft of measures to address the income inequality and tame business, in part with the goal of protecting the health of the economy. But those efforts, including penalizing tech companies and discouraging real estate speculation, have also weighed down growth in the rent quadrant. Yeah, I guess they can't pay the bills. They can't pay the bills. Buy land. Everybody, buy land, buy American land. Americans, buy land, buy land, buy land. Protect America, buy land. Buy land. That's it. That's really it. I mean, we need to, like, and don't just hold on to it as an investment. Rent that shit out or live in it. Freaking make, create a homestead, start growing food, freaking create your own like supply chains and start like selling food and shit and like flood the market. Like, lower the price of food, like hell, man. Fight back. They're weak now. They are weakened. Let's get them. Let's. I don't understand. This is exciting news. Like, I don't know why we're not taking advantage. Well, I know, because we got freaking dummy, freaking the CCP's fuckboy in the White House. Ugh. Trump would have whooped ass. Trump would be like, oh, word? That's it. Nail in the coffin. We're going to stop buying from you cocksuckers. All right. The government had also imposed limits on energy use as part of a broader response to climate change concerns. Now the power shortages are hurting industry and the country is rushing to burn more coal. Duh. I mean, duh. The economy is sluggish, said Yang Qingjun, the owner of a corner grocery store in the aging industrial neighborhood of shoe factories in Dongguan near Hong Kong. Power cuts have prompted nearby factories to reduce operations and eliminate overtime pay. Local workers are living more frugally. Money is hard to earn, said Yang. Yep. Urbanization. Okay, so trend. There we go. So, next article here. Next article, China's economic growth weakened amid construction slowdown. China's economic growth is shrinking under pressure from this construction slowdown and power shortage, prompting warnings about a possible shock to its trading partners and global financial markets. The world's second largest economy grew by a weaker than expected 4.9% over a year ago in 3 months, ending in September, down from the previous quarter's 7.9%. Government data showed Monday. Factory output, retail sales, and investment in construction, other fixed assets all weakened. Manufacturing has been hampered by official curbs on other energy uses and shortages of processing chips and other components. Due to the coronavirus pandemic, construction and that's why they want to attack Taiwan. But Joe, whoever's in office, they're not going to do anything. They're not going to do anything to, here, you know what? Hey, little China, you're on the ledge. Oh, snap. We don't got to pay that $1 trillion anymore. Hey. Oh, hey. Next article. All right. Why is China's economy is threatened by a property giant's debt problems? Every once in a while, a company grows so big and messy that government fear what would happen to the broader economy if it were to fail. In China, Evergrande, a sprawling real estate developer, is that company. Evergrande has the distinction of being the world's most debt-saddled property developer and has been a life support for months. A steady drumbeat of bad news in recent weeks has accelerated what many experts warn is inevitable failure. The rating firms like Fitch, Moody's, and S&P have said that Evergrande is running out of cash and time. Evergrande is faced with more than $300 billion in debt, hundreds of unfinished residential buildings, and energy suppliers who have shut down construction sites. The company has started to pay overdue bills by handing over finished properties, and it has even asked employees to lend it money. You're not going to get it back. I'll be like, no, kill yourself. Observers were watching to see if Chinese regulators make good on their pledge to clean up the country's corporate sector by letting debt bombs like Evergrande collapse. In its glory days, a decade ago, Evergrande sold bottled water owned by China's best professional soccer team, and even briefly dabbled in pig farming. It became so big and sprawling that it has a unit that makes electric cars, though it has delayed mass production. Now, Evergrande is seen as a rickety threat to Chinese biggest banks. I wouldn't be surprised if the Evergrande is a CIA op. I wouldn't be surprised. Get them, guys. Fuck them up. And fuck up. Play the fuck them up game. So, anyways. Chink of the Chinese chicken. Have a drumstick and your brain stops clicking. So, the company founded in 1996 rode China's epic property boom that urbanized the largest swaths of the country and resulted in nearly three quarters of household wealth being tied up in housing. This put Evergrande at the center of the power economy that came to lean on the property market for supercharged economic growth. Dude, imagine if they have to borrow money from us. They're like, hey, here's an idea. I wonder if they were like, hey, oh, you want money? How's about you forgive this debt? You forgive this much. You want how much money? You need 300 billion? Okay, how's about you forgive 2 trillion for every billion? Imagine we just renegotiate the debt and you just say, fuck them. We paid you off. It's hilarious. Policymakers in Beijing are in a tough position on what to do about Evergrande, the Chinese property developer whose slow collapse has transfixed markets. Evergrande is more the most indebted property developer in the world. On a balance sheet, liabilities amount to nearly 2% of China's annual GDP, and its off-balance sheet obligation add up to as much as 1%. That wouldn't be as much as a problem if Chinese property developers, state-owned enterprises, local governments and even ordinary households did not have excessively high debt levels, but because the Chinese economy has long been plagued by debt problems and moral hazard, and that situation will be much more difficult for regulators to sort out. Oh well. Like honestly, fuck them. Yep. Anyways, we're gonna talk about this guy. He's the founder of Alibaba, which is, I guess, the Chinese version of, he's basically the Chinese Jeff Bezos, but with hair. He still has his hair. Look at him. Good guy. Chinese billionaire and business tycoon Jack Ma has been meeting a business associates in Hong Kong, said Reuters, quoting sources. Ma has been keeping a low profile and was the largest was largely out of public view since regulatory clampdown on his business empire last year. The crackdown on his business came soon after he delivered a speech last October criticizing China's financial regulators. Thursday, the chain of events resulted in shelving of his Ant Group's mega IPO. Yeah, you know, hey, stop trying to fucking break my balls. I'm trying to make some money for you motherfuckers. I mean, in China, they're supposed by law, they own 50% of your business. In order to operate in China, they have to have a large piece of your business. Like, right? While Ma made a limited number of public appearances in mainland China after that, as speculation swirled about his whereabouts, one of the sources said that the visit marked his first trip to the Asian financial hub since last October. Alibaba did not immediately respond to requests to comment outside of its regular business hours. Comments from Ma typically come via the company. The former English teacher disappeared from public view 3 months before surfacing in January, speaking to a group of teachers by video. That eased concerned about his unusual absence from the limelight and sent Alibaba shares surging. Yep. Like, honestly, it's like, yeah, we are gonna regulate the shit out of your business. And you're just gonna piss people off. All you're doing is this is the whole communist model. We're gonna overregulate. Oh no, you're not allowed to make that much money. Okay, well then you're fucking your own fucking country up. Cause we pay taxes. We're bringing in money. Here you are. You have like the Asian, the Chinese Jeff Bezos over here freaking coming up with something. Like, honestly, people, I've read people buy shit from Alibaba to sell on Amazon. They drop shit from Alibaba. Like, yo, if I was the Chinese, I would be backing Jack Ma. Like, I don't understand what the fucking issue is. But hey, so anyways, something that's been going on in this country. Oh, fuck this. I'm not taking calls. Fuck the calls. If you guys want to call in, just send me a chat first. All right. But, thing that's been happening is that people have been in America, people have been quitting their jobs. They just been, some are just saying, fuck it, I'm just going to stay home and collect unemployment because of the government allowing that to happen. Like they're just getting paid more than what they give, more than they get paid. But this article right here. It says Americans are overworked and overwork. Tiffany have always wanted to be a clothing designer. When she was an undergraduate studying fashion in New York City's Parsons School of Design, she dreamed of having her own clothing line. I was like, oh, it'll be nice to have my own line someday and sell out Barney's. She said on a recent Tuesday morning over coffee at Maza Da Bakery in Greenwich Village. But now that we saw what happened with Barney's, maybe it was a good thing it didn't work out that way. The past seems simple enough. She would work for someone and gain the necessary knowledge and experience. But over the time, her passion diminished. It's a lot of work to start a clothing line, all on your own, and it's very hard to enter the industry on your own as well. Anything worth doing is hard. That's the thing. You gotta bust your ass. Like, I'm trying to get into comedy. I gotta bust my ass. I gotta work on my craft. I gotta rewrite, and it still probably won't be good enough. And I have to go back to the lab again. Even if I'm totally in love with the joke, I might still have to change it. So it's like a lot of fucking work. And honestly, I am getting sick and tired of these cocksuckers. Not fucking, the work is too hard. Oh my God, my life is in hell. I don't want it. I'm not enough work. Okay, well then, you know what? Here, find another job. Shut the fuck up. You don't want to work. That's the thing. You just don't. Most people just don't want to work. And it's fucking ridiculous. I mean, I mean, I was with my grandmother today, went on the walk with my grandmother motherfuckers are begging. They're coming up to my grandmother and me like, hey, Poppy, can I get a dollar? And freaking my grandmother out. And I'm like, these idiots don't want to. Like, I see stores with fucking help wanted signs. Like, you don't want, nobody wants to fucking work, man. Here I am. I'm like, okay, am I happy with my job? Not, you know, it's okay. But I know I can do better. I still go to work on time. I still do the best I can. I'm not afraid of hard work. Like, this is why I did the show the other day. Get your ass back to work. Like, honestly, it's like, now is the time. Now is the time to freaking be going to work, busting your ass, trying to make that coin, pay down your debt, start saving, buy some crypto. Because, I mean, there's a fucking collapse. An economic collapse might be happening soon. And you need to protect your money. Buy some gold and silver and Bitcoin. You got to fucking watch your goddamn neck. Wu-Tang Financial. Whatever happened to Wu-Tang Financial? The Rock. No, there's something else. Okay. So the client is very hard as well. The industry is hard as well. She said that she was first generation Taiwanese American who was raised to believe that hard work and making your own way are admirable. Though her parents wholeheartedly backed her dream, they expected her to be able to take care of herself financially. They were very much of the mindset that once you are an adult, we are not going to support you anymore. She told me, you're kind of on your own. I agree with them. I think that that's the way it should be. Good girl. Chen, who is 30, worked in the fashion industry for more than a decade, but the long hours and the questionable ethics of the work clashed with her more personal ideals. It wasn't what it cracked up to be. You got to eat shit. I guess you have to eat shit. You got to pay your dues. It's called paying your dues, dude. I got to eat shit. When I first started off doing what I do, I had to eat shit. You got to continue eating shit. You got to make your bones by eating shit. You got to eat a lot of shit. So back to, yeah, you have to eat a ton of shit. So we got, and she's not the only, okay, so anyways, yeah, so questionable, questionable ideals, working for a company that created cheap attire and emphasized ever-changing style trends became unsustainable. I care a lot about the current ongoing climate, environmental crisis, blah, blah, blah. And I definitely believe fashion has played a huge part in that. She told me for budget reasons and ease, we would choose the cheapest materials possible in order to produce the garments. So she quit this past May. She now brings in between $30,000 to $40,000 a year as a freelance photographer, a bullshit artist. Okay. Not as it's not much, but it's survivable. She told me she still lives alone in the same apartment and is much more conscious of her spending now. She bought health insurance through the Affordable Care Act and cooks with friends instead of going out. Less money does come with its own stresses, but I would rather deal with those than the stresses of the previous work environment, she told me. You know, if I was her with those skills, she could have started her own business as either a tailor. Like, hey, let me fix your clothes. Fix your pants, fix your skirt. There's always a market for that. I'm going to a tailor. I got to take my pants in to get a tailor. Got to get them taken in. Your boy lost some weight. I got to fucking get them taken in. Because I'm fucking swimming in these clothes. I look like I'm wearing my dad's clothes now. It's fucking ridiculous. It's redongulo, as the chairman said. Not redongulo. What the fuck is redangular? I'm making up words. It's because it's getting late. All right. Yeah. And she's not the only one. Only persons who feel this way in May, in a mass exit dubbed the Great Resignation by psychologist Anthony Klotz. Nearly 4 million people left jobs this past June, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Well, look, I quit my job back in May, but I made sure I had another job lined up. And I mean that's the thing. I mean, millennials have been bouncing around. I'm just looking for my forever home when it comes to a job. It's like, that's it, man. I know what I want, and you got to go get it. And it's out there. It's out there. Guys, bust your ass. I mean, the job market is hot. They're going to have to pay more. I mean, that's the thing. It's just what's going to happen. It's going to end up happening. People are going to have to pay more. And yeah, so anyways, back to the article here. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, job openings and labor turnover survey. Another 4 million left in July, the fourth consecutive month of such high departure rate. In August, 4.3 million people left their jobs, a record number according to CNBC. Labor economist Julia Pala, who works for ZipRecruiter, told me that in normal times, there were typically 3.5 million people quitting a job in a month. That's a substantially higher number of employers are feeling it. Karen Kimborough, chief economist at LinkedIn, told me that the recent interview that the social contract of work is being rewritten, and the balance of power that exists between employer and employee is shifting toward the worker. Her team has seen people leave one job in favor of something better. Yeah, that's what I did. They deemed this time of unprecedented change the global reshuffle. We can see when people change from a job A to job B, and what we're seeing is that these transition rates are well above the pre-pandemic levels, she said. According to Kimborough, there are several industries in flux because of the worker shortage, including healthcare, transportation, logistics, that's the supply chain. That's the longshoremen. That's the truck drivers. Those are the delivery guys, which can encompass everything from truck drivers to warehouse inventory to people managing supply chains. Oh, that's what I said. Oh, shit. Okay. Oops. Which we know are, by the way, a big deal because supply chains are bottled up. Yeah. I'm just saying, if you're listening to my voice in California, you need a job, become a longshoreman. Get your money up. Help save America. If you're a truck driver, go back to work. Earn your money. Put on a fucking mask if that's what you need. Like, get your money. Get your money up. Now's the time to get your money up. Like, I'm encouraging everyone, get your asses back to work. Even the way we talk about labor as a culture has changed. We've gone from readily adopting the phrase Beyonce also has 24 hours in the day. I don't dream of labor. Naomi Osaka's and Simone Biles' decision to withdraw from the French Open and the individual all-around finals at the Olympics, respectively, are prime examples of how younger generations are prioritizing their health over their career. We are inching closer and closer to new ways of thinking about labor, from reframing how we talk about laziness to advocates for the 4-day work week. No, that's going to fuck us up. Which suggests this may only be the beginning of a much needed societal shift. With so many American workers imagining a new relationship to their careers, I set out to talk to people who either had already quit or were planning to quit their jobs. Hundreds of responses to a BuzzFeed News callout flooded in. The common theme among respondents was that they had all researched a tipping point. They all reached a tipping point where the job that they had become much more emotionally and sometimes physically taxing. Some people I spoke to quit their job entirely, while others opted for a freelance work so they could exert more control over their lives. Yeah, the work-life balance. You know, it's. I mean, look, I could get it because, look, insecurity, a lot of companies expect the job to be your life. They're like, oh, well, we'll pay you overtime. Yeah. Like, instead of hiring somebody else to, like, pick up the slack or whatever, they'll stick you for 18 hours. They'll have you there for, like, 24 hours. Like, and God forbid if you fall asleep after doing 24 hours and having to come back 4 hours later to do another 24-hour shift. Because no one wants, because you got that type of job that, hey, no one comes to work and they call out. And if they call out, you're fucked. And sometimes, like this one job, fuck it, I'll just say it. This job that I used to have, there would be this young lady, she would be like, every Saturday during the summer, she would call out. She's like, oh, I want to spend some time with my son. I got dreams too. I want to go out. I want to enjoy the sun. I want to enjoy the Saturday. I want to have fun. They're like, she would get upset and I'm like, no, it's your shift. And if I didn't agree, she was still calling sick. She's like, oh, I'm sick. And then I would see her on Instagram. She would be at the Beyonce concert. I'm like, your kid is sick again on a Saturday, 3 weeks in a row. How are you able to get? And I gotta get stuck. I gotta get stuck for another 12-hour shift. It gets taxed. It's fucking taxing. So I get it, man. And they expect you to be a fucking soldier, and it's like, no, I'm not a soldier. But yeah, I mean, look, I get it. Certain conditions have to fucking get better. I get it. You know, pay has to get better. Like, if you want me to fucking stay, you got to compensate me. And no, I'm not talking about fucking overtime that the tax man takes almost everything. How's about we... you know, improve shit. You know, anyways, yeah. But at the same time, get your asses back to work. Get your ass back to work. Now's a good time to be getting your shit together. But anyways, like to thank everyone for listening. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for watching on YouTube. Thank you for listening on Spreaker, on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, on Spotify. Tell your friends and family to listen to the show on Spotify. Subscribe to me on BitChute. Go to my website, crotchshotradio.xyz. That's crotchshotradio.xyz. And yeah, feel free and check it out there and let me know. So anyways, this has been the Crouch Out Radio Show. And as always, from my house to your house, mahalo.
That's the end of my show, donk.
Boogity boogity boo.
Gearheads know that some projects need so many parts, it feels like you need a whole storage unit just to store them. That's what eBay Motors' 122 million parts are for. Think of it as your virtual parts garage. They've always got the right fitment at the right prices. Use the eBay Motors app or visit ebaymotors.com. Let's ride. Gearheads know that some projects need so many parts, it feels like you need a whole storage unit just to store them. That's what eBay Motors' 122 million parts are for. Think of it as your virtual parts garage. They've always got the right fitment at the right prices. Use the eBay Motors app or visit ebaymotors.com. Let's ride.